Thank you, Madam Chair. We have no amendments.
Committee, amendments. I have one. I would like to see Section 4 that has been much talked about stricken from the bill, and this is what that is what this amendment proposes. I had mentioned it to the bill sponsor. I think that this conflicts with 1090, which we just passed out of this committee, and I think that the bill is better without it. So I move Amendment 21 to House Bill 110. And so moved and seconded. Discussion about Amendment 21. Well, bill sponsors, you definitely tell us your feelings. Representative Kim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I know we've had this conversation. I know there's disagreements that exist, but I would tell you that the bill sponsors do oppose Amendment L021. And, you know, I do appreciate that everybody has the thoughts behind it. I really do believe that this bill with Section 4 is providing guardrails to developers who buy their own debt. So thank you for your consideration.
Representative Wilson.
Just a question of clarification. Has 1090 been signed by the governor yet?
No, we just passed it out of the House. Sorry, do I have to recognize myself? Anyway, I recognize me, and I say we just passed it out of the House yesterday, I think. So it's making its way through the system. Representative Taggart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, am very much against this amendment. This amendment just completely guts this bill. And it takes away an important financial vehicle that is critical to metro districts. You've already heard people say the developers don't want to, in fact, front the money for metro districts. But because of the fact that we as cities cannot fund them, and there are portions thereof that couldn't be built out, when you start thinking about the amenities that in some of the developments we have in metro districts, they have trail structures, they have picnic areas, they have open space, they have, in some cases, recreation centers, in some cases, golf courses. Somebody's got to front those monies before the tax structure starts to kick in with revenue. And you take that away from a developer and their ability to, in fact, build something that we'd like to live in, you might just as well end this bill. So I'm vehemently against this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Vigil.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously, also supportive of the amendment. And as we've discussed in this committee, we passed a bill out of this committee to take away that conflict of interest so that it would not be possible. So I do take issue with passing another bill that actually codifies what we just said we want to take away into law with some limited guardrails. We heard a lot of testimony when we heard 1090 that, on the developer and pro-metro district side, that they have no choice but to be able to issue bonds to themselves, and that if they can't do that, that we just can't build any new housing. And that doesn't appear to be the case. I think there are a lot of other avenues for that that do not involve such a severe conflict of interest that we have the ultra-wealthy just making off with just uncounted piles of money at our expense. So I will be in support of the amendment.